a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
High school!
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center.
He's got a man open!
Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is high school football on K98.7.
The second season starts tonight, and we're happy to bring you playoff action here on K98.7 as the Granville Blue Aces play host to the Thornville Sheridan Generals. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. Should be a good matchup between two teams coming in, both with identical records of 7-3, and both with huge wins on the road last week to get into the postseason. Granville getting a nice win at Mount Vernon, 35-13, outscoring the Jackets 21-0 in the second half to move into postseason play. Sheridan, after a heartbreaking loss to their arch rival Tri-Valley in Week 9 in overtime, came back strong, going to New Lexington and knocking off the previously unbeaten Panthers 31-21 to now start their postseason run against the Blue Aces. So, Garrett, looks like pretty identical teams on paper. We should have a good one tonight.
Yeah, should be. Like you said, I mean, these teams, it feels like they're pretty evenly matched, right? The big key for the Blue Aces tonight, though, is how well they're going to be able to move the ball on the ground, because Kyle Kirby has been their guy all season long, almost 1,900 yards on the season rushing the football. So a big key for them tonight, Granville, and for Sheridan defensively, is to being able to stop the run, and Granville needs to find a way to establish the run. I feel like, you know, whoever is able to win that battle throughout the entirety of the game have the best chance to win this football game.
Both these teams very familiar with the playoffs. For Granville, this is their 15th playoff appearance, their 9th consecutive trip to the postseason. For Granville, it's playoff appearance number 25 in their illustrious career. So nobody, yes, there'll be nerves and jitters, but they both expect to be here every playoff run. Up next, we'll hear from both head coaches, starting with Sheridan's head coach, Paul Culver, followed by Granville's head coach, Heath Hinton. That's next here on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackled your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickie Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. We get ready for this playoff showdown between Sheridan and Granville. Happy to be joined by Sheridan head coach Paul Culver III. I tell you what, your team, you want to be playing the best football that you can at the end of the season after starting with two consecutive losses. You win 7 of your last 8 and knock off unbeaten New Lex in Week 10. Talk about your ball club as you get ready for Week 11.
Yeah, trending in the right direction. It's credit to our seniors. You know, if you're an inexperienced team, it had been easy to lose the direction after, you know, our start. And seniors weathered the storm. You know, a lot of the seniors were sophomore contributors on a regional final team. So, you know, we had a little bit of a down season last year, and they had to exhibit some toughness, and then again to start this year. So we're starting to get to where we thought we could be at this point in the season.
And you talked about that in the leadership of your seniors, because, again, you're dealing with 17, 18-year-old kids. You're never quite sure how sometimes it might pan out.
100%. I mean, when you walk into our locker room, the first thing that you see, if there's your red in face, is a gigantic eyeball. I mean, like 18 inches high, probably pushing 3 feet wide, and it says tradition under it. and it's always watching, right? We have expectations here, and you know, the seniors understand that, and they show the way to go. That's the whole point, is that seniors show the juniors, show the sophomores, show the freshmen, and on some level it just self-sustains. That's what it should be, that, you know, true leadership, a true positive culture creates new leaders. It feeds itself, and so that's our plan.
Granville, also a program that's been over the rise the last 10 years, and they have 9 straight playoff appearances. On film, what impresses you most about the Blue Aces at the moment?
A balanced offense and a very, very aggressive, good tackling defense. The offense, quarterback spreads it around with some really good receivers. Obviously, a running back is a load. He just keeps the chains moving. He falls forward no matter what, you know, and it's, you think you got him, and it's 3, 4, 5 yards instead of 18 to 20 to 50. So he's fantastic. And we'd seen them in a scrimmage, and, you know, you heard us a couple times in the scrimmage. And then the defense, their fronts don't look the same, and they don't look like virtually anything else you're going to see, but it's very sound. It's interesting to see, you know, they would say that they're a 3-3 stack, but they have a lot of elements of some other defensive looks, like a, some people might call it an over or an under front, and like a 50 shade. And so very multiple, very interesting, but yet also very sound. And so it's an interesting challenge to attack their defense.
And you brought up Kyle Kirby, and he's, I think, has over 1,800 yards rushing as we speak. The Licking Valley game, they really pulled all stops to try to eliminate him and make other players beat you. I know you're not going to give away any secrets in this interview, but is he the main focus of what you want to try to do defensively?
All good defense starts with stopping the run. The teams can run on you, because I've been that offense before. You know, you go down 14 points because of a fumble and something crazy. Like, they score in the first drive, you fumble the kickoff, you're down 14 points. And it's like, if we can run the ball, we're going to be fine. And so you feel that, right? And so when you've got an offensive line that blocks as well as they do, and they do a nice job of changing their formation so it changes the gap fits for your defense. And so keeps you on your toes, and he does a great job of finding the holes. So 100%, it starts with the run game anyways. But then when you start looking at how sophisticated they are with how they attack you, and the fact that even if you're in every gap, he can break multiple tackles, not just one, and it's a certain challenge, certainly a challenge.
Last question. Again, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Besides the turnover battle, physicality up front, one or two other tangibles you think are important in Friday night's contest?
I would build off of, like, you know, one of the major reasons we found success the week before against New Lex is our special teams, which had been, you know, certainly important to us all year long, just made a massive difference. We had a kickoff return for a touchdown. We did a great job of covering down on kicks when we kicked to them. Our punter averaged over 40 yards a punt. He kept it away from their phenomenal returner. We had a 33-yard field goal. Like, our special teams was lights out last week, and I think that that's going to be a big one. It sounds like cliche, but you know, you don't necessarily go into the game plan thinking we're going to punt for a 40-yard average, we're going to hit a field goal, we're going to return. Some things that you coach them up, but daggone, when you get them all, so a huge portion could be who controls the special team.
Coach, thanks again. Best of luck to you and the Generals coming up against Granville.
Thank you very much.
Joined now by Granville head coach Heath Hinton, and Coach, going into the postseason with a record of 7-3, but a lot of momentum because everything was on the line at Mount Vernon. It was a 1-point game at halftime, and you guys maybe played the best half you have all season in that second half, dominating the Yellow Jackets on the way to the victory.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I thought we came out like after halftime and played well, played really well. Now, right before halftime, we got out of a bad situation by a big interception by Bodle, and you know, great job by him and our defense from holding him to score there, because we ended up being ahead by 1 point there, 14-13. And then, you know, second half, I thought we kind of took control of the offense off of the defensive line of scrimmage.
Did you feel it was kind of like a playoff atmosphere? Because both teams, you weren't sure win or lose if you were going to be in, and maybe that was just helping maybe some of the youngsters understand what could be coming this coming Friday night.
You know, we wanted to finish the regular season on top, and that's how you kind of want to end it, and I thought we ended it well. And, you know, the atmosphere the last few weeks have been really, really good, and our seniors have led each and every game. So it's been nice to see some of our younger kids step up, but are also, you know, I mean, we're being led by our seniors, our senior class, and we've got a couple of special kids there.
and a couple of kids, and one you're happy to have back is Culver. I know he was got a touchdown, a couple touchdowns, even just from his talent standpoint to have him back. But I'm sure emotionally it was great for the kids to have him return.
Yeah, you know, well, it was. You know, it's nice to, you know, to see him start, you know. We padded him up last week, and we didn't play him. And then we ended up playing him in week 10, and, which is nice. You know, it's nice for him to come back after the second time, getting stopped by injuries, his junior year and then in the senior year, if he thought he might not make it back, and, you know, testimony to him and his will to want to come back and, man, to try to stay healthy now. So he brings another weapon outside. You know, he caught a big post down the middle and, cut some other passes. And, you know, we tried to just, try to feature him a little bit because it's nice that he's healthy and he's energetic and he's really well rested right now.
And Jackson was thrust into a starting job in week 11 last year. Now he's got a full season under his belt. What do you expect from him? And I'm going to say it in maybe his first true understanding of the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I expect him to play well. I expect him to have a great understanding that, you know, to keep his poise, his composure. Things are going to be hard. And we actually end up scrimmaging, Sheridan, our first scrimmage of the season each and every year. We want a good test. And it's always nice. He's already had a little bit of experience with that, with them and their defense and then seeing what they do. But of course, like every year, teams change and they mold, throughout the season. You know, it's a long journey. And, I think he can handle it well. He handled quarterback competition at the beginning he's kind of made great strides this year. So I expect him to be, to be calm, cool and collective, hopefully. When things go wrong, just, you know, make sure you turn on your, turn your teammates. You know, you got a great running back. We got a good offensive line, got some receivers out there. We got a couple special kids that just like to play football.
So Sheridan comes in. They had lost their first two games of the season. They finished winning 7 of 8, and they knocked off New Lex in week 10. Very similar to you. They weren't sure if they were going to be in or out. They needed a win. But it looks to me like a typical Sheridan ball club. They're not going to beat themselves.
Yeah, no, they're not. You know, they have a real strong, off of the deep of the line. They play great defense, like always. Their kids are well prepared. Great coaching staff are there, great community. So I'm expecting it to be, like a big crowd. So it should be, just another exciting atmosphere this week.
Your family's been embedded in football since you were born. The Culvers have been embedded in football. What's that like? Because both of you can share stories of just football family through in and throughout.
Yeah, you know, it's really neat to talk to him, at the beginning of the year, just to see how he's doing, a little bit calmer then and just talk. And we both have stories of our, from my uncle's standpoint, from his dad's standpoint. And it's one of those things, we grow up with it. And, that's kind of why I'm in the profession for it, because of great coaches out there. And it's kind of just a neat thing. We got a lot of history, in my family and in his family, but you know, tonight's all about our kids and our players. So, hopefully get those guys coached up well.
One or two tangibles as we wrap up, you think will be key?
Yeah. I think controlling the offensive defensive line is really, really big, and it's going to come down to some big plays. So.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against the General.
Hey, thank you so much.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
And we are underway. The kickoff by Thornville Sheridan goes out of bounds to start this game. Maybe the wind playing a little bit of a factor here right off the bat with the kickoff. So Granville will start 1st and 10 going right to left in this playoff game. They will begin at the 35. Great opportunity here for the Blue Aces, Garrett.
Absolutely. Great field position. And you mentioned the elements, the wind. It is pretty windy out here. So obviously that will affect the kicking game and also will affect the passing game. But I think the Blue Aces to come out, try to establish the running game with their great running back, Kyle Kirby.
Jackson McMillan has Kirby on his right shoulder on 1st and 10, and Kyle will get the handoff up the middle and will get about a yard, maybe a yard and a half on 1st down, so it'll be 2nd down and long for the Blue Aces.
Okay, nice job by the Generals there on 1st down, just giving up about 1 yard gain. That's what's going to be important, especially on Granville offensively, is winning on 1st and 2nd down, getting into 3rd and manageables. This isn't a team that does well when their back's against the wall in these obvious passing situations.
Second and eight. Sheridan looks like they might bring a little bit of pressure. Now they back off as McMillan was going for the hard count, but they didn't bite. Now he will go back to throw, fires, and the catch made, and getting a first down for Granville up to about the 50-yard line. Has once again that exciting freshman, Mr. Wright.
Yeah, he had a really good game against their game against Valley, despite the loss. Just a freshman. He's got great size, great speed. You know, he's next up in two. Jacob Culver, he is back. He did return last week. Only played four games on the season, but still the second-leading receiver on this team.
First and 10 at midfield for the Blue Aces. Just underway here. Week 11, the postseason underway. And here's the handoff to Kirby on the left side. Breaks two tackles, takes it into Sheridan territory, but we do have a flag, and we will tell you about that flag after we pause for station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
It's a holding call against Granville. It'll march them back to the 40-yard line and be first and 20 there for the Blue Aces after getting a couple of run plays and a pass play to get that first down, but now they are way behind the sticks on first and 20 from their 40-yard line.
Yeah, just a killer penalty. You know, holdings, I feel like 9 out of 10 times when offenses get holding call basically kills the drive.
McMillan to throw, deep drop. Scrambling up the middle, showing some good speed right there. Tate's on a hard hit and will get just shy of the Blue Aces' 45-yard line. Haven't seen him run too often, but that looked like it was a quarterback draw all the way.
Yeah, nice play call there on first down. Got a little bit of those penalty yards back. And two, you know, we mentioned it a little bit pregame. Jax McMillan, you know, kind of last-minute start last year in their playoff game against Dover. Very ugly loss. I'm sure they want to flush that back down, but I'm sure he wants to, you know, create a new playoff memory for himself. You know, now he has a whole season of experience under his belt.
Trips to the near side on second down and 15. He will throw again. It's a late blitz, and it's picked up, and he's got a man open, but it's intercepted by the Generals and bringing it across midfield to about the 47-yard line, a high throw, and James Solomon intercepts it for Sheridan, and they are in business right off the bat.
Yeah, just an overthrow that time by McMillan. Way too much on that ball. Just sailed way over the head of the receiver right into the Sheridan defensive back's hand. So good play that time, though, by the Sheridan defense. Now they're set up with great field position.
They will mark it at the Granville 45-yard line. So an early turnover, and the Generals looking to take advantage of it. Their quarterback is junior Tice Whiteman. And they may rotate quarterbacks as well for the Generals. Right now they've got Trips to the near side and one lone running back behind Whiteman on first and 10. He will do a quick drop, and it's a wide receiver screen and making the catch, Logan Huff, but he goes absolutely nowhere and will lose a couple of yards as Luke Priano comes up and makes the tackle.
Yeah, wide receiver screen there from first down. Bit of a low throw, and then you can't make those kinds of mistakes against this Granville defense, as you just saw, loss of a yard there on that opening play.
9:15, opening quarter. We are scoreless, Granville and Sheridan, as the playoffs get underway here on this chilly Friday evening, but no rain, and we'll take that. Whiteman, here's the handoff, and getting to about the 41-yard line. That's Logan Russell, another junior. And it's third down, and call it about six here for the Generals.
That was a good job there on second down, making this a little bit of a more manageable third down situation here for the Generals. And two, on this side of the field in the playoffs, you know, I would have to think if they're able to pick up some sort of positive yardage here, good chance that they're going to go for it on fourth down.
From the Blue Aces 41-yard line, it's third down and six. Whiteman with Russell on his left side. He's got two wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. He will go back to throw. Looks, fires, and off the hands, incomplete as that pass falls to the turf. So it's fourth down and six from the 41-yard line. Looks like the Sheridans will punt things away.
And that was a big defensive stand there by Granville, forcing Sheridan to go three and out there following that interception. They're set up in Granville territory, and, you know, both these teams have great kickers, but just a great job, too, by the Blue Aces holding strong there.
And here's the punt. It will go end over end, bounce, and I take a great general bounce inside the 5-yard line. 8:07, first quarter. We're scoreless on the high school football game of the week on Tate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Listening to the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
First and 10, Granville, and Kyle Kirby, who had just picked up 14 yards while we were away, just met almost all of the Sheridan defense on that first down run, and he will lose about 3 yards as they completely blew up the line that time, Jared.
Yeah, good job by that defense. I mean, yeah, it basically, as soon as he touched football, Kirby was hit. But I think, you know, you can't let that discourage you. We've seen, you know, tail, you know, both ends so far here tonight. Kirby's had some, you know, solid carries on first or second down, picking up, you know, we just saw about a 12-yard pickup before that. But Sheridan is going to be able to get back there and stop him, you know, for no gain or even a loss at times.
Second and 12. McMillan, he is looking deep, and he's got his man, and it's the freshman again, and he gets up to a first down for Granville, up to the 32.
Yeah, nice little confidence, though, too, for McMillan following that interception. You know, you just kind of have to flush that down the toilet and keep going. You know, just the first quarter here in this playoff game, mistakes happen. Fortunately, you know, your defense stepped up, and now it's up to you to put some points on the board.
Ryan now has 2 catches for 27 yards and both for first downs. And that is the third first down for the Blue Aces in this opening quarter at 6:20, scoreless. Sheridan and Granville, another LCL-MVL matchup. Which love to see here in the postseason. And here's McMillan to throw again. He is looking long. Fires it down there and almost intercepted. It does fall incomplete, and it'll be second down. Surprised how much the ball's been in the air so far. I am a little.
Yeah, they're not afraid of taking the deep shot, right? And I think they're sort of testing Sheridan, too, because, you know, it's no secret. Granville, you know, likes to run the football with Kyle Kirby. They're not a big passing team, right, McMillan? Just a little over 1,300 passing yards heading into this game. Kirby closing in on 1,900. So I think, you know, maybe just trying to see if the Generals were selling out on the run too much.
This time, Kirby gets a handoff on the left side and a big hole, cuts it back up the middle, be very close to the first down, maybe about a yard, yard and a half shy, and it'll be third down and short as Kirby with another productive run on second down.
Yeah, big run that time. Yeah, third and one, right? You got to think it's Kyle Kirby time, right? This is how you've gotten to this point, you know, being able to host a home playoff game on the back of Kyle Kirby. See if you can be good enough to pick up one more yard here, extending this drive.
Third and one. McMillan again tried for the hard count. No bite. He's got Kirby on his left shoulder. He will get the handoff up the middle. First down and more. 45 midfield and into Sheridan territory at the 49. Give him 10.
Yeah, nice patient run that time, too, from Kyle Kirby. He didn't just, you know, shoot right ahead to try to pick up that yard. He let the blocks open up for him, following his line, able to pick up more than enough for the first down.
So at the general 49, first and 10, Granville. 5:10 remaining opening stanza. We are scoreless. Second drive for the Blue Aces. First one ended in an INT. Trips to the near side. One wide out to the far side with Kirby in the backfield. A fake handoff. Fires, catch made. And getting the first down, down to the 38-yard line on the pass completion. That's Garrett Hannes and his first reception. And the drive will continue.
Yeah, like what I'm seeing out of Granville this drive, they're doing a good job of mixing it up with the run and the pass. You don't really know what's coming, right? First and 10 that time, a little run-pass option. McMillan, accurate pass. It was good enough for another first down. I think, too, Sheridan's a little confused on defense of what's coming out of this Granville offense.
They'll officially mark it at the 37-yard line of Sheridan. First and 10 there for Granville. McMillan, handoff Kirby up the middle, and will take the pile with him to about the 31, so give him six.
And a nice carry that time on first down. Pick up 6 yards there on first down. He opens up the playbook here on second down. You could run, you could pass it again. But the key is, you know, just to really continue playing for that first down, right? Try to pick up that first down if it's 1, 2, or 3 yards to make it even a third and manageable if possible.
This drive started at their 5-yard line already now at the Sheridan 31 on second down and 4. Culver goes in motion, and here's the pitch to Kirby, 30, 27, 25, another first down.
Yeah, and Kirby is, I mean, you can't give him much space or let him get ahead of steam going on. He is an absolute monster at breaking tackles. It takes multiple guys to bring him down on defense. And two, with the passes that McMillan has thrown and completed on this drive, Sheridan has to respect that passing game, right? So they can't just completely load on the box and try to sell out stopping Kirby. So that's why, too, Kirby's having pretty good success running the football on this drive.
First and 10 at the 25 for the Blue Aces. Looking to punch it in on this second possession. Here's Kirby. Looking, and this time still was able to break one tackle, but a short pickup, maybe about a yard, and it'll be second down and 9 there.
Yeah, Sheridan, nice response on defense. Just dropping Kirby for a gain of 1 that time, and it's like he's going to have to come out for a play.
Lost his helmet, yep.
Yeah, so Sheridan gets a bit of a break that time, and maybe look for a little, you know, screen or slant or run pass option here with McMillan on second down.
Second and 9 from the general 24. Trips come out to the near side. Checking in the backfield for Kirby on this play is Luke Sanchez. He'll be on the right shoulder of McMillan. And McMillan to throw. He's got a little bit of pressure. Fires over the middle and the catch made. And getting inside the 20, very close to a first down, spinning away. That's Hannes again. His second catch. And we'll see where they mark it. Mark it at the 17, so a yard shy. It's 3rd and 1. And the workhorse comes back in and KK.
Yeah, and it's likely going to go to him here again. You know, they picked up 9 yards. That's all you needed to do, right? Because you're now set up 3rd and 1. And, I mean, you just give this off to Kirby, right? Because likely, if you want, you got two plays to pick up 1 yard here with Kyle Kirby.
3rd and 1 at the 17. Here's McMillan to Kirby. Got tripped up, but stays on his feet. He's at the 10. Takes it inside the 10 to the 5-yard line, and it'll be first and goal there for the Blue Aces.
Yeah, it feels like everybody knows what's coming there on this 3rd down and 1s, but you just can't stop it.
Nope.
Right? The Granville offensive line's doing a good job, and then, you know, that's all you need to do. You just need to give Kyle Kirby the smallest of holes. He'll have field position. You got great field position for the second time here tonight. This time, able to get on the board and a chance to tie it up.
Dominic McKinney is the kicker, and he bangs it through. 8:56. Second quarter, tied at 7 on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licky County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
It's spooky season. Which screech is more terrifying? This one or this one? At Ohio Tire Sales, you don't need to be scared of the cost of new tires. We have options for every car and every budget, and we'll make sure you don't have to ride around on the edge of your seat. No appointment necessary. Get a grip with a new set of tires at Ohio Tire Sales, 140 Everett Avenue in Newark, right near the skate park.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Kickoff underway by Sheridan. Pretty good coverage will stop Granville from hitting the 30-yard line at the 29. That was a 7-play, 51-yard drive, and the touchdown run from 4 yards out, and we are tied at 7. So back and forth we go a little bit. Both teams having opportunities after turnovers, not able to do anything with it, and then the offense is waking up and taking it into the house for a couple scores.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Granville does here. They had a 3-and-out on their previous drive after their defense was able to get an interception, but I would just expect to try to go back to Kyle Kirby here.
Why wouldn't you? He gets it up the middle, plows forward for a tough 3-yard pickup on 1st and 10 from the 30.
All right, and that's what I mean. You gotta be happy with, you know, these 3-4 yard pickups, yeah, by Kirby though on the ground, right? Because, you know, they're keeping you on schedule to pick up that first down. That's what kind of game this is going to be. It was, feels like whoever's going to hold the ball the longest and, you know, score the most with their limited amount of possessions that they have.
2nd down and 7. 8:15 before half. 7-all, Blue Aces and Generals. McMillan, Kirby, again straight up the middle. Takes it to across the 35 to the 36. It'll be 3rd down and a long 4 here. As we talked about, Granville, several playoff appearances, 15, 9 consecutive. Made the state Final Four back in 2021. They know what they need to do to get here, and there was some concern about this year and being at 7-3, but here they are once again in the postseason and hosting again. 3rd down and 4. Trips to the far side. 1 to the near side, Kirby with McMillan. He will look to throw. Good protection, fires. Catch made and going forward for the first down. As great job by the offensive line, Luke Fossey on the catch. 1st down, Blue Aces.
Yeah, nice high percentage throw that time. You only needed 4 yards. No need to take the deep shot. McMillan throws the high percentage pass. They're able to continue moving the chains. That's what they just need to continue doing, right? You don't need to take the deep shot, right? That's what got them in trouble on their opening drive, and McMillan end up throwing a pick, was trying to pick up, you know, a 40-yard pass in one play.
Here's Kirby looking up the middle, and will drive across the 45 to the 46, so 4 more yards there for Kyle.
Nice solid pick up there once again, and, you know, too, when you dominate that time of possession while running the football, it's going to wear and tear on Sheridan as the night continues. So, you know, these, you know, 3-4 yard rushes are going to turn into, you know, 6-7 yards come third quarter, you know, 8-9 in the fourth quarter and so on.
Monster game in week 10 for Kirby. Did not want his season to end. He put his team on his back. He plows forward there and will get to about the 49-yard line. And again, it's 3rd and manageable after a couple of 3-4-yard pickups.
Yeah, going to be about 3rd down and 3. So, I mean, yeah, the playbook's open, right? You could decide to run it again with Kirby. He's more than capable of picking up 3 yards or 2. If you do decide to throw it, right, you can throw a high percentage pass, right? High percentage throw that McMillan's comfortable making in these situations, because you only need 3 yards. Just play for the sticks.
3rd and 3 at the 49. McMillan will throw. Lutz fires. Catch made. It's Culver. 40, 35, and knocked out of bounds there. So, again, the short pass, and it works. And a big pickup for Granville down to the 32-yard line.
That's all you got to do. Put the ball in your receiver's hands. They're able to get some extra yards after the catch there. Culver.
19 yards on that pickup. Winner of this game, congratulations. You get defending state champ Bishop Watterson in round 2. They are, of course, K98.7 getting the top seed off this Friday. So you know they're here scouting and looking at both these teams. As the Eagles captured the state title last year over Toledo Central Catholic. Pass over the middle, and it is caught. And it's Hannah's again. That's his third catch. And he's a little bit slow getting up, but I think he's okay. And it's a pickup to the 15-yard line, 17 more.
Yeah, that was just a quick slant across the middle there on first down. Catching Sheridan off guard, I think, a bit there, right? You kind of get lulled to sleep when you're handing off first and second down, a little short throw on third down to pick it up. This time, Blue Aces decide to fire there on first down. They get a big gain.
First and 10 at the general 15. Here's a handoff to Kirby, left side. Breaks two tackles, takes it inside the 10-yard line. Second and short as the Blue Aces moving deep into Sheridan territory.
And this is Kyle Kirby time now inside the red zone. You know, you lean that offensive line is to see if Kirby can get you into the end zone for the second time here tonight.
At the Sheridan 9-yard line, second down and four. 4:45, second quarter, tied at 7, but the Blue Aces on the move, responding after Sheridan tied this one up. McMillan waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll pitch it to Kirby on the left side. He gets around one defender, but then is knocked out. Inbound. No, they're going to say he stayed inbounds to about the 5-yard line. Maybe the 6. We'll call it 3rd and 1.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So,
gee, I wonder who might get it here.
Yeah, you think this is going to Kirby here. And you might say to McMillan, too, in this situation, hey, if they're, you know, over-pursuing, you'll pull it yourself, right? Because they might over-pursue on Kirby in this situation.
Third down, it's Kirby. And, boy, that's going to be close, Garrett. That is going to be right at the sticks.
Yeah, I think he might be a bit short.
But you're going for it. Fourth and I don't think he got anything on that play. Good job by Sheridan's defensive front. So, 4th and 1 from the 6-yard line here for Granville. They will go for it at 3:35, second quarter, tied at 7. McMillan in the gun with Kirby on his left shoulder. Again, trying for the hard count.
He might take a timeout.
Yep, they're down 10 seconds. Let's see what they decide to do here. McMillan still in the gun, still barking, and the Generals are not going to do it, so they will call a timeout. We'll keep it right here at 3:17, as this is a huge play, obviously. Fourth down and very short, tied at 7. And I get what you're saying, but I still think you got to give it to the workhorse. I just don't see how you don't. If they stop them, tip of the cap. But I just don't, as you said earlier, you can't really stop him twice in a row.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I was actually going to say. Since he gets him on third down, might as well just do it again, right? Because it seems like tonight, yeah, Sheridan has yet to prove to you that they can stop Kirby in back-to-back plays. So give it to him again, less than a yard. I mean, since everybody here knows it, you could just put him, you know, in the Wildcat.
I like that.
Or you could do... I mean, it depends how bad, I mean, what you want to do, how creative and what you practice, right? You could do the tush push with Kirby under center, right? That's if you practice it. But, yeah, it's going to go to Kirby in some form or fashion here. And you got to think, I mean, this play right here, right? If Sheridan's able to stop him, it's going to be a huge swing in momentum.
Both teams come back onto the field here. It is 4th down and 1. Culver's out by his lonesome here to the near side. Otherwise, we got a bunch formation for Granville on 4th and short. McMillan still trying the hard count. Now I think we're ready to go. And he will throw it. Fires. And did Culver make the catch? Oh, he did! Touchdown, Blue Aces! Gutsy, gutsy call. Great throw and an outstanding catch by Culver coming back from the injury. Oh, it's so nice to have him. And the Blue Aces grab the lead back at 13-7.
Yeah, well, that's a play, right? It might be a different play call if Culver isn't back and healthy here tonight, right? And, you know, he goes clearly one-on-one coverage. Everyone was expecting Kirby to get that ball. So, you know, props to Granville. Coach Hinton trusting in his quarterback and his receiver there on the biggest play in this playoff game so far.
Extra point by Shopes, no problem. 14-7 Blue Aces on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
10 play, 70 yard drive by the Blue Aces, and on 4th and 1, touchdown pass McMillan to Culver. Extra point good, 14-7. Boy, that's a tremendous play call by the Granville offensive coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, we could be looking back at that being, you know, play of the game when this one's all said and done. They took a big chunk off the clock once again with 3:13 left. You got to think this is going to be the last time Sheridan touches the ball in this first half. But they did defer, but it's important, too, that Sheridan doesn't give the ball back to Granville. Good field position.
Here's Russell after a bad handoff. He was able to corral it and gets across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Ohio State, Penn State tomorrow, high noon. Our coverage starts at 10:30. It looked like a number one versus number two matchup a couple of weeks ago. No longer. But Buckeyes heavily favored. Penn State will give them a battle, I think. But Buckeyes hopefully will remain unbeaten. All the action right here on your home of the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7. Catch made on second down, and that's Hupp as he gets across the 30 to the 36-yard line. Nice 14-yard pickup there. And Sheridan responding and moves the chains with 2:37 remaining second quarter.
Yeah, that's a big pickup there on second down, because you felt like if Granville's able to, you know, stop him there and force a third down, probably see Blue Aces start to use some timeouts to get the ball back. Instead, Sheridan starting to move the ball, see if they can put some points on the board before halftime.
First and 10 at their 36, Whiteman, and before he does, looks like we'll have some motion against Sheridan, so that'll back him up 5. They still have all 3 of their timeouts. Granville has 2 remaining, and it'll make it first and 15 back at the 31. 14-7 Granville. Quick moving first half here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Coming up on 2:05 before the break. 2 wideouts split to each side on this first and 10. Getting another low snap, and that, I think, just kind of took off all the chemistry you're wanting to right there, an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it'll be interesting now what they'll decide to do here on second and third down, because, you know, this, they aren't able to pick up, you know, a good chunk of yards here, and it's third and long. We probably will see, you know, Granville start to use their timeouts, try to give their offense the ball back.
Same setup with 2 wideouts on each side, second and 15. Whiteman looking deep, and a tremendous catch into Granville territory at the 49-yard line. T.J. Connors went up and got that football. That is a great, it was a perfect throw. It had to be right there, but Connors, great concentration. First and 10, Sheridan.
Yeah, that was a great catch. And big gain, too, there on second down.
To the Granville 49. Whiteman to throw again. Fires and almost intercepted. And now we've got a flag coming in. What do we got? Maybe a defensive hold? Coach Hinton's out on the field. Yeah.
Like it.
And that's maybe why there was a chance for the interception, as the receiver could not break through. So defensive hold against Granville. Their second penalty, I believe, on the evening. Nope, third.
Yep. There you go.
I caught myself. But it marks it now at the Granville 39. So 1:51 to go in this second quarter. Here comes Sheridan trailing 14-7.
Yeah, they still got plenty of time. Got all three of their timeouts still.
Again, trips, or I should say, two wideouts to each side. Russell in the backfield with Whiteman. Again, a low snap. He's looking, fires, and the pass does fall incomplete. Just a quick question. With these low snaps, and I'm sure the defensive coaches are looking at, maybe you try to blitz because he's already in a bad spot with such a low snap.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be looking at that if you're Granville. It does seem like, yeah, Whiteman's been bending down on the majority of the snaps to try, you know, fueling it. And, that split second, you bring pressure, it gets you a higher probability of getting a sack on him.
Second and 10. Here comes the blitz. It's a screen pass, and it's Russell at the 35. Breaks two tackles. Still trying to get to the first down. I think he's going to be about a yard short.
Yeah.
But that was a great play call. I guess they were thinking what I was thinking. Here they came, and the screen was set up. And we will have officials stop play here at the 30-yard line because it will be a huge call here on third and one. And it is Sheridan calling a timeout at 1:27. Remaining in this second quarter. This is a big play right here.
And this is just a big drive, too, for Sheridan, right? Because they get the ball to start the second half. So, if they're able to go 2-for-1, right, put it in the end zone, tie the game up, and then get the ball to start second half, all the momentum would be in their favor,
yeah.
Right? And just a few minutes ago, got that big 4th-and-1 conversion for Granville. They had all the momentum in the world, and then I believe it was, 2nd and 15 after that false start penalty. And now Sheridan is threatening.
So after the timeout, both teams coming back. And it'll be apparently 2nd and 1 from the 30. I thought it was 3rd and 1 because you had the incomplete
right,
pass.
Yeah. And then that screen.
But the Sticks have it 2nd and 1. I do not think that's right.
Won't be the first time this year.
That I'm right, or?
No, that's...
Well,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, here's the handoff to Russell. He gets the first down, so it's a moot point. But he will get to the 25-yard line. And they'll quickly move up to the line, though they've got plenty of time. 1:22 on a moving clock. At the Granville 25-yard line, 1st and 10 there for Sheridan. Whiteman to throw. Good protection. Fires. Catch made. That's Hupp once again. He'll be a little bit shy of a first down, but they're just taking it right down the field, Garrett.
Yeah, and doing it while throwing the football, right? It's not a lot that we saw up until this drive, really, with Whiteman throwing the football. He did have that interception, but they're trying to establish the run. That's how they did get their one touchdown on the board so far. But, they're forcing that two-minute situation where, you have to throw the football. You have to pick up big chunks. And Blaise defense has no response for it.
1:12 left. It's 2nd and short. Whiteman, he's got some pressure. Eludes to the right. Now fires. He's got a man wide open, and it's a touchdown for the Generals. Checking to see who that was. It's Russell coming out of the backfield, going along the right sideline, and he was wide open, and it's 14-13 with 1:06 remaining second quarter.
And that's just good awareness that time by Whiteman. He was a second away from getting blindsided.
Yeah.
Right? He turned, made the defender miss, and then, found Russell out of the backfield for an easy touchdown.
McKinney's extra point is good, so we are back to square one with 66 seconds to play in the second quarter, tied at 14. Both offenses answering when they need to. Granville does have two timeouts to play with. But I tell you what, that was an impressive drive by Sheridan. They have come here to play. I think most of their community is here. It's a great, great crowd on both sides tonight, as we expected. Both these teams have tremendous community support and love their football.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty jammed in tight over there on the Sheridan side. So,
and they might be doing that to keep warm as well. Definitely the chilliest night so far of this 2025 high school football season.
Yep.
As it should, the final night of October. Don't forget, boys and girls, set your clocks back this weekend. Extra hour of sleep, and when you get my age, you enjoy that tremendously.
I think when you get any age, you know. I even remember being in, you know, elementary school, getting excited to get the extra hour, you know.
I hear you. And then you can blame being late for school. So we'll see what Granville does here. Here's the kickoff. End-over-end kick that will be fielded at the 10-yard line. Crossed the 20 and stopped at about the 26-yard line. And again, when you've got a weapon like Bodie Shopes, got an opportunity here to get some points on the board. Let's just hope we don't have a repeat of last year with an opportunity for a field goal right before the break, and it was a scoop and score off a blocked field goal, and that basically wrapped that game up. It was a huge swing.
Yeah, that was. So you got to be careful of that. I'm sure, you know, Granville has that in the back of their minds. So, but yeah, I mean, you got 60 seconds, two timeouts. Going to have to try to get, you know, a few chunk plays through the air. Try to get a field goal attempt off here, at least before the half.
First and 10 at the 26. McMillan will bring it back, and his favorite receiver on the night, that being Carter Ryan, gets out of bounds at the 36, right at the sticks. We'll see if they decide to move those chains, and they will. So 10-yard pickup. Ryan, 6'1", 175. He continues to grow. He is going to be a tough one to bring down at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. He looks like, you know, the next.
He runs his route so good. Again, it's just a freshman.
Yeah, you don't want to know it, right, until you know, you check the roster.
Trips to the far side on first and 10. McMillan, he's got pressure. He eludes a couple of guys. Now looks across the middle. Culver is not able to hang on. That was good defensive work in the secondary by Sheridan. And making that play was James Solomon. Solomon knocks it away, second and 10.
And that's something, too, Grant Buss. Be careful of not turning it over, right?
Yeah.
Not throwing an interception right here right before the half. So, I mean, you still got plenty of time, just second down. You know, you could just go. I mean, those high-percentage throws, those, you know, short throws for the receivers have worked.
47 seconds left. Fake handoff to Kirby. McMillan, a deep drop. Now fires in the pass, deflected at the 40-yard line, and it falls incomplete. As they were looking for Culver across the middle. Falls incomplete with 42 seconds, and it's third and 10 from the 36. Really got to be careful right here.
Yeah, interesting situation, right? Because Sheridan still has two timeouts, so running the football really doesn't do much here. Also, you know, you don't want to take a sack or obviously turnover. So I would say if you're McMillan, you know, look, maybe try to do something with your legs if you can, but maybe just throw this one away if nothing's there.
Fake handoff, McMillan, he's got pressure, eludes one man, now will fire to Kirby. He gets hit at the 40 and will be able to move forward to the 41-yard line. Stopped right there, and Sheridan will call a timeout. And Kirby took a moment to get up, had a little bit of help, but it looks like he's okay, down to 31 seconds. So they will force Granville to punt it away. Let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Tate 98.7.
Sheridan with one timeout left. Fourth and five, Granville at their 41 with 31 ticks to go. See if they decide to try to set up a return or go after Shopes on this punt. Granville still has two timeouts left. And we're all assuming that they're going to punt. I don't think they'll go for it on fourth and five from the 41.
No, that'd be ill-advised. That'd be ill-advised for sure there.
We know if we were doing Heath, Tim Ward would be going for it.
You never know, right? So we've seen it all over there.
So Shopes is back to punt, and it looks like Sheridan's trying to set up a return. Doesn't look like they're going to go after him, but See if Granville gets a player on late, but they do have time left on the play clock. 10 seconds. Shopes is ready, standing at his 29-yard line. Good snap. Here comes some pressure. He does get it away, and it will bounce. And Sheridan picks it up at the 20, and it's up 25-30 up to the 35-yard line. Danger all over the place, Will Robinson. That was almost blocked, and then Hupp taking a huge gamble, taking it off the turf.
Yeah, I was a second away from being blocked. So, yeah, Schultz very fortunate. And, too, I mean, yeah, just picking that ball up on the return, I mean, it was risky, but, I mean, they were to pick up about an extra 10, 15 yards there, field position. So, yeah, 18 seconds at a timeout. We'll see what they do, but I don't really expect too much here from the Generals. You did, if you're the Blue Aces, you just got to keep everything in front of you here. Don't give up anything, you know. Hate to give up, you know, a touchdown or even let them in field goal range here before the half.
They're at the 34-yard line, first and 10. Whiteman to throw. He is looking deep, and a man breaks free. It's caught by Hupp at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Unless they say he's, no, he's in! It's a house call for the Generals. Unbelievable. 8 seconds remaining, second quarter. Garrett Wandle, do you believe what you just saw?
Well, disaster strike for the second straight year. Right? I mean,
real.
It was a beautiful throw, beautiful catch, right? There was just no help, though, right? It was just a one-on-one matchup from the sideline. He's got to be wondering, right, why are you on one-on-one, right? When he's they're clearly going to be going for the deep shot there, right? You got to give your cornerbacks, you know, safety help, and there was none to be shown.
Extra point is good. The Granville fans are stunned, and I think we are a little bit too. 66 yards on the pass, and it really was, again, a beautiful thrown ball, and Hupp getting that separation right when he needed to. Caught it in stride along the Thornville sideline, and a 14-7 lead for Granville has now been switched to a 21-14 deficit with 8 seconds to play before half.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about the Dover, last year, the Dover game, right before halftime, the missed field goal, then return for a touchdown, and then here, you know, 18 seconds left. Just got to keep it in front of you. Don't give up the touchdown. And in the first play, they give up 60-yard bomb. So, and then two, Sheridan gets the ball to start the second half.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, you'd hate to say history's repeating itself here a bit, but kind of is with what we just saw, those events, you know, leading into the half here.
So, see what Sheridan decides to do here on this kickoff. Usually, teams will squib it, just line drive it right down the middle. And they are set to kick it, and that's exactly what happens. It bounces off a couple of Granville players, now picked up and will be tackled at the 33-yard line. Well, almost the same spot. Why don't you throw it up and see what if one of your talented receivers can go get it?
I mean, you got to now, right? 4 seconds. There's nothing else to do. You just got to do it, right? I mean,
I
back
think
your
so.
Mind, you
I
know,
think so.
As I was saying, I was like, you know, hopefully it isn't a pick return for a touchdown, but you just got to think, you know, the risk out, you just got to risk it, right? But it looks like they are maybe just going to kneel it down.
And that is what they will do. So, a wild second quarter, and all of the momentum, all of it right now, is with the Sheridan Generals as they take a 21-14 lead over Granville coming into halftime. Trick or treat, everyone. We're having one of those Halloween nights. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. MikesRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. MikesRoofing.net, and that is MikesRoofing.net.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Did you know that your mouth is the gateway to your body? Good oral health is not just about a bright smile. It's linked to heart health, diabetes, and even brain health. Gum disease can increase your risk of serious conditions. But the good news, brushing, flossing, and regular dental visits can make a big difference. Take care of your smile, protect your whole body. Visit McMillan Dental and take a step towards better body health. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Back here at Granville, Week 11, high school football playoffs underway, and we've got a good one here. Sheridan leading the Blue Aces by a score of 21-14 at the break. Granville got the ball to start this contest, and on the third play, threw an interception, and Sheridan had the ball at the 45 of Granville, but could do nothing with it, getting a three and out. And Granville got the ball back at their 5-yard line and went 95 yards in 14 plays, capped off by a touchdown run of 4 yards from Kyle Kirby, and they took the lead 7-0. Sheridan came right back, though, and had their own successful drive from 51 yards out and got a touchdown run from their running back, Russell, and we were tied at 7. And Granville then answered that call and took it down and faced a 4th-and-1 from the 6-yard line and a tremendous catch by Jacob Culver in the end zone on the touchdown pass thrown by Jackson McMillan. Extra point by Bodie Shopes was good. 14-7, Granville was looking really strong. But the Generals, using the airwaves to take the ball down the field, which was kind of surprising, then got a touchdown pass from their quarterback, Whiteman, to Russell once again, coming off the running back spot. Extra point good, 14-all. Then they were able to stop Granville and had the ball at their 34-yard line with 18 seconds to go in the first half. And they went for it all, and they got it all. 66-yard touchdown pass. Whiteman to Huff, extra point good. 21-14 at the break.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, Granville, they struck first, and they were in the lead for the majority of that first half. But everything that Granville threw at Sheridan, they had a response for it, right? And then when Granville, or when Sheridan had a chance to, you know, seize the moment, even with 18 seconds left, they did it, right? But when you go back in that first half, I believe it was 7-0, and then Granville picks off Sheridan, right? That, I felt like, was a big turning point in the game, that Granville could have, you know, took that extra step and, you know, try to go up 14-0 in that situation. Instead, they go 3-and-out. It was a bad punt, right? The backspin set up Sheridan with great field position. They were able to drive right down the field and tied the game back up. That let Sheridan stay in the game. And I think as a result of that, right, it kind of balanced out the momentum. It gave Sheridan hope. And now, right, you're facing the consequences of, you know, not being able to execute, right, when the game is up, basically up for grasp, right? You're able to really establish the two-possession lead there. You aren't able to do so. Sheridan is able to hang around and then take the lead right before the half.
What do you think is the feeling right now in the Granville locker room? I don't know how much they're thinking about last year. You and I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been shots fired, basically, by the opposing team the last 2 years, and you're thinking, the worst-case scenario here, you're going into the break 14-all, and the next thing you know, you're down by a score, and as you brought up, they get the ball to start the second half. I'm just wondering about the psyche of Granville here at the break.
Right. I mean, yeah, I'm sure, you know, it's a possible thing not to think about last year, right, just because of the way it happened, right? Right before halftime, a huge play. Last year against Dover, it was the last play before halftime where, you know, the really 10-point swing, right?
Yeah.
Missed the field goal,
yeah.
And then they were able to score the touchdown. So I'm sure it's back there, right? But you just can't let it, you know, consume you, right? And you got to just create your own memory, right? And how do you do that? you got to go out and force a three and out, right? You've seen the defense. They're capable of doing that. But ever since Sheridan, you know, got the ball about 3 minutes ago in the second quarter, they've been doing a great job of throwing the football, right? Their passing attack, Granville has no response for the passing attack, right? The rushing attack, you know, Blue Aces have been doing a good job of limiting that, but, you know, when they're in that two-minute offense, no answer, and then, of course, 18 seconds, a 60-yard bomb, no answer for that either. So, really more important, I think the Blue Aces just need to figure out a defensive game plan to limit the passing attack, and really, I mean, they've got to halt the Sheridan momentum as soon as possible, right? And how do you do that? You go out, you force a three and out, right? Because if Sheridan's able to go down, put together another touchdown drive, then that's when I think you're going to get seeing those flashes, right, of the last year, you know, Dover blowout loss here in the playoffs.
Only had five possessions, technically four possessions in that first half, and I'm sure Sheridan's thinking, we haven't got it won, but if we can maintain, again, a limited amount of possessions, that's just even more angst, I think, on this Granville team. I got to think Coach Culver's like, this is exactly where we want to be, guys.
Oh, absolutely. If you're Sheridan right now, you are jumping for joy. I mean, the half couldn't have gone better, really. I mean, because you did throw a pick, right?
Yeah.
Like, to think you were down 7-0, Granville had the ball, all the momentum in the world, right? And now you're up 21-14, right? Even to be at 14-all at halftime, I would have said was a win for Sheridan just because of, you know, what we were seeing. It seemed like Granville, you know, was playing better for the majority of that half. It would just kind of all came, you know, the wheels kind of came off in those last 3 minutes, really, is, well, what happened for Granville, right? You can play a whole great half, but in the last 3 minutes, if you do not, you know, keep executing the way you're able to, it's going to catch up to you, right? And Sheridan, props to them. I mean, they recognize it, and they took advantage of those Granville mistakes. But, yeah, if you're Granville, I mean, cannot stress the importance, right, of getting off the field, three and out, really. I mean, you need to go out here, you need to force a three and out, get the ball back, get some momentum going, right? Because, too, like you said, there isn't going to be a lot of chances, really, for either of these teams to score offensively. Granville probably only get, right, three or four chances, right, since Sheridan gets the ball. So you're going to have to make the most of all these possessions. And, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's high urgency, right? Even though it's only a seven-point game, high urgency for the Blue Aces defense to get off the field instantly in the second half.
21-14, Sheridan leads Granville. Our halftime will continue up next. But tonight in high school football from Skip Mozick and the Ohio News Network here on Kate 98.7.
Football, flannels, and falling prices. Been waiting to upgrade your garage door? Get the deal of the year with Central Ohio Garage Door and the Clopay Fall Rebate Event for unbeatable savings now through October 31st. Up to $1,000 rebates on qualifying Clopay purchases. These are major discounts for a limited time only. Invest in your home's value and curb appeal. Call Central Ohio Garage Door, 20 Anthony Drive, Newark, off Mount Vernon Road, and online at centralohiogaragedoor.com.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by K-Steps Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Vex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mozick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Reports. As playoff action begins around the state tonight, we'll talk a little Cleveland area high school football with Tyler Danberg, who's covered games in that area of the state for a while. We'll chat with Tyler next on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Gordon Ayers from Otsego High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
What I really like about playing high school sports is the competition. The competition is really fierce, and it makes it way more fun. If it was too easy, I feel like there's no point. It's no fun at all. That's what really draws me into high school sports.
But Gordon's not just an athlete. He's involved in many things, like FFA.
I show a lot, and I think FFA is mainly about agriculture, future farmers of America. So it really draws me to that, and not to mention my mom's also the ag teacher. So.
And that family mindset carries over to agriculture.
It's kind of like a way of life. People live this way, like farmers, this is what they do for life. They do agriculture, like soil farming, raising, like ranching, raising animals, all that kind of stuff, welding. It's just a way of life. It means a lot to a lot of people.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Carpenters Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenters Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Now, back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game as we talk a little Cleveland area high school football this evening with Tyler Danberg. And Tyler, many of the top Cleveland schools had opening round byes, but let's get your thoughts on a few of them who await their Week 12 opponents. We'll begin with Division I, Region I. The top dogs are Mentor, a perfect 10-0 season, the 2 seed, but to no surprise, it's 8-2 St. Edward with some huge wins, claiming the 1 seed there in a very competitive Region 1.
No doubt about it, Skip. You look at St. Edge, they're coming off a tough loss against Akron Hoban, but I think the biggest thing with Tom Lombardo's team is that they control their own destiny. The only thing that really stands in their way is them. Against Hoban, they turn the ball over with 4 picks after Johnny Evancic, their quarterback, had only thrown 2 interceptions all year heading into that one, and they still ended up only losing by a score. So it goes to show you that they control their own destiny. And for matter, it's great to see what Mac Gray's been able to do, taking over for Steve Trevisano. And it took a little bit to get the Cardinals back and going again, a couple of playoff appearances, but it seems like he's got them really churning in the right direction at 10-0.
Division 2, Walsh Jesuit, 8-1. They're number 2 in Region 5. And how about Medina Highland, 10-0, top seed in Region 6.
Yeah, how about Highland? What a great story that they have right now. They got a good program, and they're coming off that 49-7 win over Revere to clinch the Suburban League title. Look at Lucas Girding. He can be a special teams weapon. That is the 20th punt return for a touchdown that he had last week, a 60-yard return under 11th-year head coach Mike Givens. To think about special teams at the high school level, that can really pay big dividends.
Division 3, Cuyahoga Falls Christian Academy, 9-0, the 2 seed in Region 9. And don't forget about Villa Angela St. Joe, 8-1, also a first-round bye with the 4 seed.
Well, VASJ, we'll start off with them, Skip. They had current Ohio State running back Bo Jackson last year, but he went down in early October due to injury. They still made a regional quarterfinal. And then for CVCA, what a great stretch it's been for them this year. They've had a couple of big wins, and their biggest one coming up against a Good Lake Catholic team that could run the table in a strong region at the Division III level as well. So they've played some proven opponents, and that's their biggest win, a 28-21 victory over the Cougars.
Division IV, Region 13, Tyler. I mean, what more can you say about Glenville? They just continue to do what they do. They play a very tough schedule. Finished 7-3, the 2 seed in Region 13. We know Glenville.
Quit strike offense, apparently. Here we are at 28-21, Sheridan leading Granville. Glad you're with us on this Friday evening with the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7. Shopes is ready to tee it off. See if he bangs another one into the end zone for an automatic touchback. He is set. And drills it. And, yep, in the end zone we go. So Sheridan, their second offensive possession in this third quarter. Very solid 80-yard drive to start things off. Seeing if Russell is back in, I don't believe that he is, as he had an ankle injury on the first play of the third quarter, but did not slow down the Generals at all. Good mix of run and throw, mostly run, and they took it in for that score to make it 28-14 before Granville responded. And it will stay Jones in the backfield with Whiteman on first and 10. And here's a handoff to Jones on the left side. Nice cut upside. I think that's just a 1-2 punch because he looks just as solid as Russell. Give him four right there.
I think, too, I mean, the offensive line's been playing outstanding, too, for Sheridan, right? I mean, after that first quarter, that offensive line has been winning the battle against that Granville defensive line here tonight. And, I mean, the perfect scenario here for Sheridan is they do have another, you know, 10-play, 80-yard drive, take up about 6 minutes off the clock. Then that really puts Granville's back against the wall.
Second down and six after the 4-yard pickup. It's Jones again, and he will move forward across the 25 for maybe two more yards. And here comes a critical third and four as we have 50 seconds to go, third quarter.
Yeah, this is some must-get, right? You got to stop them here if you're Granville. It's not going to be any easier, right? Third down and four. Likely see Sheridan, I think, throw it here. So you got to expect that here if you're the Blue Aces.
They have two wideouts to the near side on this critical third down. Whiteman in the gun. He will give it to Jones, and no, sir, he did not pick it up. It'll be a fourth down and three, and that's the way this third quarter will come to an end. It should be a good fourth. 28-21, Sheridan by 7. The fourth quarter's next on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
At the Energy Cooperative, our propane members enjoy clean fuel, competitive rates, and a dependable supply all from a trusted local provider. Whether you need metered service or bulk delivery for your home, business, or farm, we've got you covered. Right now, take advantage of introductory rates as low as $1.69 per gallon. Visit myenergycoop.com/propane or call us at 740-344-2102 to learn more. The Energy Cooperative, safe, reliable, trusted, local.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
We start the fourth quarter at Granville. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, playoff action. Generals lead the Blue Aces 28-21, and it's a fake on the punt, and they're going to get the first down across the 40, 45 midfield. 45-40. Oh my goodness, what a call to start the fourth quarter. Tucker Shunk, he was the up man, and he had a clear path all the way to the Granville 40-yard line. We've seen a lot of gutsy calls tonight. That one might take the cake.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I don't think anyone was expecting that. On your own side of the field, you know, 4 yards to go, faking the punt, but they end up getting it, and they get a huge gain off the play. I mean, that's just got to be so crushing, I mean, for Granville here. But they got to, you know, lock back in. Game is still not over.
33 yards on the fake. Whiteman, he is looking deep, and it's incomplete. Good coverage out there by the Blue Aces. Fourth down and two at your 27-yard line. And you go for the fake, and you did it.
It's a Coach Ward type of call right there.
Without question. And it was, yeah, it was done perfectly. Second down and 10 at the 40. 11-19, fourth quarter. Single wideouts on this second down. Here's Jones on the right side. Granville's done a better job stopping the run here the last couple of plays. And despite that fake punt, it's going to be third and long, and they seem to have recovered from it quite well.
Yeah. The rushing attack on this drive has definitely cooled off for Sheridan. And, you know, once again, it's third and long, third and nine. Greenville's got to stop them. They've got to stop them. Most importantly, too, I mean, I feel like, too, if the Generals, they would pick up, you know, 6-7 yards, they're probably going to be going for it. Mm-hmm. So you got to try to, you know, hold this for a minimal gain. Likely going to see some sort of pass here.
Whiteman in the gun on this third down and nine from the Blue Aces 39. And it's a trap play, and Granville's all over it. And I think the ball came out. Nope, they're going to say he got back on it. But Granville will force, allegedly, a punt here with a three-yard loss and back to the 42. Great job by the Blue Aces D right there.
Yeah, I mean, just an insane recovery. Right, you just gave up the fake punt. You know, you're feeling demoralized, and then you go out, you get another three and out, right? And then you, they end up losing yards. So I'm sure now Blue Aces looking out for the fake punt. But the field position, that's what the difference is.
Here is the kick, angling for the sidelines. It will take a bounce, and it will be down at the two. They've had two punts tonight. One ends up at the 5-yard line, that one at the 2-yard line. You can't do it any better.
No. Right, and that's the diff. I mean, if you're sharing, you might be thinking, oh, what was the fake punt for? That's what the fake punt was for right there.
Yeah.
That field position flip, right? Because if you don't fake the punt, Granville's likely set up, you know, 20, 30 yards better than where they are right now.
At the 2-yard line, first, and I think actually it's the 1. Did they mark it at the 1?
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is at the 1. So
wow.
They're going to have to, well, this is the opportunity, right? This is it here for Greenville. If they want it, they got to go distance to the field. They did drive it 95 yards.
Handoff, Kirby slides through and got up to about the 4-yard line. If he'd been able to keep his balance, he had some green in front of him. Still, a little bit of breathing room here, second down and 7.
Yeah, and I would think you got to, I mean, this is why you've hammered Kirby all night long, right? You're hoping now the Sheridan defense is, you know, hands on their hips, they're breathing heavy. It's the fourth quarter in a playoff game. You're hoping this is when, you know, Kirby can slip through and hit a huge one.
McMillan throws balls, tipped up in the air, and almost intercepted, but it falls to the turf incomplete. There's a lot of heart-stopping moments here.
Yeah, you're in a danger zone, too, if you're Granville. I mean, you're inside your own 5-yard line, can't really afford any holding calls, right? There's a chance to be a safety, so they're going to pass here most likely. It's going to be ball coming out quick. This is a big third down, all right? 9:13 left to go. If you are punting, you're going to be setting up a share with incredible field position. So just picking up a first down just for the field position is huge here.
Third and 7 at the 4. Pressure and a catch made at the 10.
Oh,
and they're going to give him the first down. Wow. Right there. Huge pickup for Granville.
That is big. Very big.
Just at the marker. First and 10. Put it at the 11. McMillan rolling out, threw it on a dime, and it's caught. First and 10, Blue Aces. The drive continues at 8:55, fourth quarter. 28-21, Generals lead it in this playoff action. McMillan, Kirby on his left shoulder on first and 10. Quick drop, looks, fires, catch made by Culver, and it's a shovel off to see who that was. I think that was Kirby. No, check that. That was the other outstanding wide receiver, Carter Ryan. But Sheridan was right there, and really no other big pickup, second and five.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, this is, I would give it to Kirby, right? I feel like this is the Kyle Kirby, you know, time right now to try to take over this game. You know, Sheridan, they're worn down, you know, it's in the fourth quarter. See if he can't rip off a big one here.
Second and five. Quick out to Ryan. He gets across the 20 to the 22. See if they move the chains on this one. They do.
All right, yep.
Just enough. Just enough. Well, not to bring up bad memories for a certain team up north, but could this be the drive for the Granville Blue Aces? You're not supposed to say that around Cleveland fans.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, doesn't bother me. First and 10 at the 23. Fake handoff. McMillan caught, catch made. It's Hannah's. He has a huge run all the way up to midfield. He's been quiet since the first quarter, but he gets loud right there. 27-yard pickup. First and 10, Granville at the 50. 7:25 remains.
Yeah, it's just these short, you know, high percentage throws across the middle that have been working wonders for Granville. It's just been the yards after catch where they've been picking up the majority of it.
So they are out from the 1 yard line all the way out to midfield. Clock is running, 7 minutes, 5 seconds. First and 10, Blue Aces looking very strong on this drive. McMillan, fake handoff, fires, catch made, Culver. He'll be thrown out of bounds at about the 46. Second down and six from that mark.
And, I mean, yeah, you just take what the defense gives you in these situations. Huge cushions from these defensive backs from Sheridan, so why not? You know, it's around 5 yards, turn around. McMillan's very comfortable throwing that pass, and 5 yards at a time, no complaints from the Granville offense.
Here's a handoff to Kirby, and he will be gang tackled, and here comes a flag. I think that should be a face mask, probably against Sheridan. Be their first penalty in a long time.
I think it's their first penalty this half, yeah.
So this will be a big walk-off. Apparently not that big of a walk-off. Just to the 36-yard line, so incidental face mask, apparently. I guess. 6:47, fourth quarter. And be at the Sheridan 36-yard line. Generals up 28-21. Granville looking to tie it. Here's the handoff, Kirby. Nice cut. He'll take it inside the 30-yard line. Down to the 29.
Yeah, and this is when, you know, I just continue feeding Kirby here in these situations, right? You're inside the 30 now. I feel like, you know, this is when he wants to take over. The defense, they're tired on Sheridan's side. Just got to run this one in, tap this drive off.
Second down and three from the Generals' 29-yard line. 6 minutes exactly remains in this fourth quarter. McMillan. Quick drop, looks, fires, catch made, Culver finds a spot in that zone, and McMillan's hitting him. That'll be another first down for Granville. Take it to the 22-yard line, first and 10 there for the Blue Aces. What an impressive drive. Again, facing a third and 7 from their 4. And now they've got a chance, and it's Hannah's. He'll take it inside the 10. First and goal, Granville from the 9.
Yeah, it's just those little slants across the middle there. I mean, Sheridan has no response for it. All drive long, McMillan. I mean, it's just about 5-6 yard pass for McMillan, but he's able to find his receiver, and then the receivers are able to get nice yards after catching almost every single time, so. I mean, literally, they're just taking what the defense is giving them. There's about, you know, 7-8 yard cushions that these defensive backs have been given the receivers.
McMillan, back to throw again, fires, touchdown! Blue Aces! Jacob Culver having himself a night, his third touchdown catch of the evening, and the Blue Aces a point away from tying this one up with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, just a huge, impressive drive that time by the Blue Aces. They knew they needed it. They knew they had to have it, and they got it.
99-yard drive. Shopes on to tack on the extra point and tie this one up. That was impressive. Shopes is ready. Place gets awful quiet. Not a good snap, and a kick is blocked. It was not a good snap, and it remains 28-27. 5 minutes to go on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Time for sports and Hex Wrenchman.
We've seen numerous rushing penalties as players hurry into New Lex Hardware to get everything they need to sweep up this season. We're sure to see the defense get raked and bagged as the offense makes nothing but house calls. Victory this season is sealed with brand new caulk and in-store experts on hand to coach you on your projects. Get everything you need for a winning season at New Lex Hardware.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by K-Seps Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Granville takes it 99 yards, gets the touchdown pass, but the extra point is blocked. 28-27, Sheridan still leads by one as the kickoff goes into the end zone. Let's pause for station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Back and forth we go. Momentum and things happening all over on this Halloween night here at Granville. Blue Aces trail Sheridan 28-27, 5 minutes to go in this ball game. Sheridan has it first and 10 at their 20-yard line. Both teams with all three timeouts, which will be critical down the stretch. First and 10, Generals. Now clinging to a one-point score, and here is Hupp, and he gets a huge run on first down. 40, 45 midfield, down to Granville's 45-yard line. We talked that they might have a dual quarterback system, and Hupp, who caught the huge touchdown pass right before the break, now comes in to do a little bit of a running quarterback deal, and he's paying dividends with that all the way to Granville's 43-yard line.
Yeah, he did run that their last touchdown in a bit of a read option look that time, and you know, having that 1 point, that missed extra point from Granville, it does change now how Sheridan, you know, is going to approach this drive, right? That big play on first down helps out a lot, but they're more in, I feel like, a slow down, run, burn the clock type of mode.
Hupp changes course, 40, 35, 30, and it's another first down. It looked like that play was dead in the water, and then he just stopped on the brakes, turned it around, picks up 13 more.
Yeah, he's been a game changer these last two plays. I mean, it's been all Hupp on these last two plays. And Granville, yeah, they're going to have to key in on him, right? He's been the most dangerous threat here, really, for Sheridan on this drive.
First and 10, Sheridan, just outside the Granville 30. Generals lead at 28-27, 4 minutes, 18 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Again, the winner off to play Watterson next week. And we should have movement against Sheridan, and we do. Looks like the end, right end, jumped a little early. So that'll push them off schedule a bit and make it first and 15.
Yeah, much needed break there for Granville. They think they just need a little breather to kind of gather themselves and try to just key in on this rushing attack here from Sheridan, try to stop it, right? Because you got about 4 minutes left. You have all three timeouts, but if Sheridan does pick up one more first down, you're going to have to start using your timeouts.
First and 15 at the Granville 36. Hupp in the pistol. Expect him to run it here or maybe hand off. He will hand it off. And that is Jones with a couple yards. Just saw Russell trying to run on the Thornville Sheridan sideline. And you could just tell he's frustrated. So doesn't look like he'll be back in. Just can't put any weight on the ankle. Granville does use one of their timeouts here at 3:44. And it'll be second down and 14 for the Generals. Leading 28-27. Got a final in from Fairfield Union. The Bulldogs of Heath fall 22-3 to end their season at 6-5. Still a great run and captured the LCL Cardinal Championship, but their season ends here in week 11. Indian Creek now leads Johnstown 37-30 in the second half there, and we got a change score of Newark and Liberty. It's Liberty up 35-14, not 42-21, but Liberty looks like they're on their way to a victory, so we'll see if Johnstown can find a way to rally at Wintersville and knock off Indian Creek. And Bloom Carroll leads Lyndon McKinley 21-14. Winner of that game will play at Randy Boffman Stadium next week against Licking Valley. Back here, second down 13 at the Granville 34 for the Generals, up 28-27. Up remains in at quarterback. And he will give it off to Jones. Pretty good run inside the 30 to about the 28. Granville calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:41, 28-27, high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
Winter roads won't wait for you to be ready. At Craiger Tire and Service in Millersport, we make sure you and your family are safe when the temperature drops. From snow-ready tires to complete auto repair, our team is here to keep you rolling with confidence. Trusted for decades, we're more than just tires. We're your hometown shop for safety, service, and peace of mind. Let us help get your car ready for winter. Call us today at 740-467-3189 or schedule online at craigertireandservice.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Sheridan leads by one, and during the timeout, we did have an injured player for Johnstown, and that's their second-string running back, Jones. So Russell is out, and now Jones is out, and talk about a critical time to lose your top two running backs. It's third down and 8 from the Granville 29-yard line. I still think Granville should have got that timeout back with an injured player, but the refs say no. So it's third and 8. Whiteman back in at quarterback because it's a passing situation. Let's see if Granville comes. They come up with a blitz, and a pass too high falls incomplete. And little worried there might have been a roughing the passer, but they're going to say no as Kirby came in and blasted him. But it becomes fourth down, and let's see what Sheridan decides to do. Whiteman comes over to the sideline at the 29-yard line. Are they going to go for it here?
See, I don't like that call on third down if they were going to go for it right on fourth. I would have, you know, handed the ball off or took something more high percentage to, you know, at least try to pick up two or three more yards, make this a little bit more high probability.
Play clock down to 2. They're going to have to call a timeout. And they do. 3:37, 4th and 8. Should we safely say ball game right here, one way or another? 28-27, if they get the first down.
It's not. I don't say it's ball game, but the odds go up significantly for Sheridan, right? Because Granville still has a timeout. There still is 3:30 remaining. So there still is a chance. But, yeah, this is a much-needed stop, though, if you're Granville. If you want to, you know, still a realistic shot of coming back, winning this game. And, too, you're only down a point. Right? You're
yep.
only down a point. And you got a great field goal kicker. So the pressure is not, you know, on you as nearly as much as, you know, if you're just trailing by 7 points. So it'd be interesting to see what Sheridan does. I would like them to, you know, put Hupp back in the game because that's when we've seen their big clashes. We'll see what they decide to do here, but this is it'll be an interesting play call. Obviously, I think they're going to keep it through the air, though.
4th and 8. Crowd comes to its feet. Whiteman in the pistol. Back to throw. He's got time. Fires over the middle. Knocked away! It's Granville football. Turnover on downs, and the Blue Aces will get it with 3:31 to go at their 29, trailing by one.
Huge stop by the Blue Aces. I mean, this is your game now. 3:31, you're down by a point. And look, you do have a great field goal kicker and all, but I think you just gotta get a touchdown, right? If it's there, you're gonna get the guaranteed points. But this game, I feel like, is fully in Granville's hands. I mean, they are able to come back down 14 here in the second half. I mean, this is it.
And to think that the tying score, potential tying score, started at the 1 yard line, but they are down by one. McMillan to throw, and a catch made by Bossy. Breaks a couple of tackles and takes it up to about the 39. Might be a little bit shy. They're going to mark it at the 38, so give him 9. Second down and 1, 3:15 on a moving clock. 28-27. Generals by 1.
Yeah, you're Sheridan. These cornerbacks have to play up more. They cannot be given as much cushion as they were on their previous drives because, you know what's coming, right? These little short routes.
Second and 1, McMillan to throw. Loses the ball, and Sheridan falls on it.
No, I think that was... Yeah.
They're going to say incomplete? Late call.
Incomplete.
The referees are discussing.
It looked like he threw it and was batted down.
They're going to talk.
We're going to need the replay review for this.
If only.
No, this is a good thing. They should talk about it because, I mean, this is the game, right? To me, it looked like he threw it and was batted down by the defensive lineman.
Well, they're having still a long conversation inside the 20.
He didn't get it stripped.
No. There's no way he got it stripped.
It was bad. It was batted down for sure. So hopefully they get the call right here.
We had a fumble in empty hand, but we also had an inadvertent whistle. So Granville will replay the dive.
Wow! Unbelievable. So in case you didn't hear, it was a fumble, but then they're saying inadvertent whistle, and it'll be Granville ball. Well, this one will be talked about for a while. That is quite a call, Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, you saw the tail of both, right? You heard the Sheridan fans and then the Granville fans, right? The opposite reaction there. So, old Granville, see if they can pay it off.
They'll give it to Kirby to try to get the first down, and he does not. So, because it was an inadvertent whistle, they kept it also as second down. So that just makes it third down, but we're now down to 2:35 left. My goodness, what a call that was. Now it's 3rd and 1. Obviously, 2 downs to pick this up.
Yeah.
Granville taking their time here. 3rd and 1 from their 38, trailing by 1, 28-27. McMillan will hand it off to Kirby, and he's right at the line. I think he got it. He did. Not by much. Oh, man. They'll put it just inside the 40-yard line. 1st and 10 there for Granville. They'll snap it with under 2 minutes to play, 4th quarter. What a game. McMillan, fake handoff, looking deep. He's got pressure. Now will fire, and it's incomplete. Attended for Hannah's, stops the clock at 1:53.
So where would you say is his field goal range here for Granville?
I think he can get it from 50 yards, but you'd love to get down to at least the 30. I'd feel comfortable there, but I think 35, he's probably got the range, but... Well,
yeah, I would say 30, hopefully 25 really is what you're aiming for, right?
Yeah.
So you still got plenty of time to time out, but they just need to get it there.
McMillan got some pressure, fires, and a dangerous pass over the head of Culver, and Hupp was coming quickly to try to pick that one off. It is now 3rd and 10, 1:48 to go.
Yeah, that's a longer pass right that McMillan has been throwing here in the second half, so a bit outside his comfort zone. You know, is this a play, you know, maybe with Culver? Looks like he's going to run that, you know, 5-yard curl route. You pump it, see if the defender bites, and he goes long, right? Are we going to see that in a situation like this, or what?
We're about to find out on 3rd and 10. McMillan fires over the middle. Catch made! It's Culver at the Sheridan 45. Give props to McMillan hanging in there. He got hit, but he delivered it on the money. Granville stays alive at the Sheridan 145 with 90 seconds remaining in this game.
Yeah, I think they're about 15, 20 yards away from their target zone here.
Yep. McMillan fires to the sideline. It's a catch made. It's Ryan. Carter Ryan gets the reception. It'll be another first down to the 32-yard line. 1:24 now. Now, this is where I always wonder if coaches get too conservative.
Right.
And let's get a little bit closer, if you can.
Well, I don't have a problem with handed enough, right?
Because no.
You got Kyle Kirby.
Yeah.
So odds are you are going to be picking up some positive yards here.
1st and 10. They look for Culver. They got him inside the 30 to about the 28. Clock will roll here. 1:13, 1:12. Second down and 6. Just got to be careful. No turnover now.
No, yeah, and I think maybe you do decide to run it now. I mean,
under a minute. Second down and 6 at the 28. They are going to throw again. Here comes a blitz. He's in trouble. Throws. Catch made. It's Ryan. And he gets thrown out of bounds. That should be a flag. And it is. A huge mistake by Sheridan. No reason to throw him out of bounds. He was already out. And now a personal foul. And you're well into the range of Bodie Shopes.
Yeah, just a huge mental error that time by Sheridan. I mean, that's... Don't say it's going to cost you, but it makes this field goal try significantly easier right now, too. At 46 seconds, I mean, there is no reason to put the ball in the air now. I mean,
no.
You could just run it. Sheridan does have 2 timeouts, but it won't really be enough to do anything to stop the clock effectively if Grimbledon wants to, you know, get this with just a few seconds left to go. Just throw Schultz out there for the game-winning try.
Here's a handoff to Kirby, and he is met at the line. Will move forward for about a yard, a couple yards. Clock is rolling, 36, 35. Sheridan not using one of their 2 timeouts, so we may have one more play before field goal time.
Yep, that's what it's looking like.
25 seconds. Second down. Here's the... They're looking to throw. McMillan now running. Now throws it incomplete, and a flag comes in. Is that going to be a hold?
You would hope not, right? That's why
it is.
Well,
so I don't understand that one.
Well, yeah, that's why you don't call the pass there, right?
No.
You run the risk of bad things happening.
So down to 15 seconds. Yeah, that one baffles me. I got to admit, that one baffles me.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were trying to just score a touchdown there, really. But nothing was open, and it ends up costing you big time, right? So you're probably going to see another, I'd say just a give to Kirby, timeout, field goal.
Yeah.
So
it's at the 17-yard line, so you're still well within range.
Yeah.
But you can't take a chance now. 15 seconds left. And they're looking to throw. They're going in the end zone to Ryan. And he just falls incomplete. Down to 9 seconds left. You got to help me here. I think they're going to do a field goal now.
Well, you could.
In case it goes a bad snap, you'd have a...
Wow.
Okay, this is crazy. 9 seconds. Here is Bodie Schoops. They'll mark it at the 24-yard line, a 34-yard field goal attempt. Schoops is ready. 28-27, and they are going to ice him. They had a couple of timeouts left. They'll use one here with 9 seconds to go. Sheridan up by one. The last extra point attempt, it was a bit of a snap to the right side, and it was blocked. And I'm sure Sheridan is thinking all in to try to block this.
Yep.
It will be a 34-yard attempt.
Well, the big thing here is, I think, just getting the snap down, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, this is what Schoops lives for, right? This is the dream of every kicker. All right, you go in, chance to hit the game-winning field goal, right, in the playoffs for your team at home. So, you know, ice in his veins. We'll see if he has it, right?
Yep.
I'm sure, you know, he's got Indiana Purdue looking at him. This is going to be, you know, big deciding factor, right? If you can come in situations for your team and hit the game-winning field goal, and the pressure's high.
And it's about every part of this field goal, though. The snap, making sure it's held the right way. I mean, it's so many attributes that make this thing successful. He's definitely got the leg. There's no question about that. This is well within his range. Again, it'll be a 34-yard field goal attempt. Sheridan up 28-27. 9 seconds remain in this fourth quarter. Schoops lines it up. Sheridan looking to come. Here we go. Nope. Sheridan's going to use their final timeout. And so we wait.
Double pump fake there.
Yes, indeed.
So, are you making him think about it, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it affects everybody differently, right? The whole trying to ice the kicker thing. But I don't know. Say if you were a kicker in this situation, would these timeouts before the kick bother you?
I would have already thrown up three times, so it's not even an issue with me. By this time, I'd be ready to go.
Yeah, you'd be ready now?
I'd be ready.
So the timeouts would be beneficial?
Not a problem. It would have settled my stomach down. We're good to go. We're good to go. Just an interesting end to this drive after Kirby ran it up the middle. Two pass plays. You get a hold on one, and then an incomplete pass on the other, close to a touchdown,
yeah.
But it did fall incomplete. So,
well, because it's, what, a 32-yarder instead of a 22-yarder because the holding penalty.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not a complete gimme here, right? But it's still a very makeable kick here.
Again, ball will be spotted at the 24, so it's a 34-yard attempt. 9 seconds to go. Bodie Schoops, the senior, is ready. Lines it up. 28-27, Sheridan. Here's the snap. It's a high snap. Kick on the way. It is good! Bodie Schoops drills it, and the Blue Aces, at one point trailing 28-14, have rallied to take a 30-28 lead over Sheridan with 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, well, Bodie Schoops, ice in his veins.
And his leg.
He cannot be iced, right? I mean, that just shows you two timeouts. Doesn't matter. That field goal would have been good from 50.
Oh, maybe. Absolutely.
I mean, he got all that one. Great job, too. Good snap, good hold. Good protection. Sheridan was going all out on that. And, I mean, look, 4 seconds left. What do you do? Do you just kick it out of bounds there or what? Because they won't have time to get it into field goal range.
No.
So, honestly, I might just kick this out of bounds and just let them do it. Take the kick return out of the equation, right? Give up the extra field position, right? You're going to get the 35. Let him do a heaver, right? 65 yards away. And just everybody in zone, right? Prevents. prevent defense.
Well, he can just get down the end zone and have him start at the 20.
Well, he could, yeah, that's the benefit, right? You're having a great kicker, so
yeah.
He could do that. I mean, that's probably...
Yeah. 4 seconds to go. Bodie Schopes drills it from 34 yards out, and the Blue Aces 4 seconds away from moving on to the second round and taking on defending champ Watterson. What a rally by the Blue Aces. They did not look good starting this second half, but they rallied and now have a chance to advance. Schopes is ready, and he will boot it, and it will go into the end zone. So one play for Sheridan. They'll be at their 20. We could see quite a few laterals here. We'll see what happens. But how about, again, they had to answer when it was 28-14, and they did. Then they start at their one-yard line and take it 99 yards, still down by a point. And that defense, I mean, we got a high-scoring game here, but that defense stopping Sheridan after the fake punt was mammoth for the Blue Aces tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, that stop after that whole sequence of the fake field goal. Of course, another three now after that series. So one play for the season here, and it looks like Granville's going to get a timeout call.
They'll take their final timeout. So
what I want to make sure, too, is... You know, make sure you at least rush three guys here, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Don't, look, I have a vivid memory, right, of that the Iron Bowl from, what, 2 years ago where I feel like Auburn just rushed, like, two guys.
Yes.
Milroe had all day. Now, this is a different situation, right? They were about there at the 20-yard line, but still, you don't want to give the quarterback, you know, all day to decide to throw something because the receiver will eventually get open. So, still rush three guys. Everybody else, guard the end zone here, and, you know, pending a miracle, Granville will have an outstanding comeback playoff win here.
And I'm sure Sheridan fans will talk about the inadvertent whistle.
Oh, yeah.
All offseason if they are not able to come up with a victory tonight. So Granville has got three players at their 45-yard line. It looks like they are going to rush three. So, Garrett, you got your wish. And we're ready to go. 4 seconds left. Whiteman to throw. He will fire and catch made. Here comes a lateral to Hupp. And he goes down. Ball is fumbled. And guess who recovers it? It's Kyle Kirby. Ball game. Blue Aces move on. Victorious 30-28 over Sheridan. What an outstanding football game by two teams that started this year with a scrimmage, and they ended here for one team while the other moves on. But a great, great football game by both teams who left it all out on the field. But the Blue Aces making the plays in the fourth quarter get the two-point victory. We'll come back and talk about it after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Hi, I'm Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling, your local Premier Armstrong dealer. We're family-owned, and for over 10 years, we've been proudly serving Licking County and the surrounding area. Need a new system? We offer free consultations for equipment replacement. Have an older unit? We service all makes and models to keep you comfortable year-round. And with energy prices going up, now's the perfect time to make sure your system's running at peak efficiency so you can save on those electric bills. Elliott Heating and Cooling, keeping you comfortable and your costs low in every season. Visit our website today, ElliottHeating.com.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike's Roofing.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
A thriller at Walter J. Hodges Stadium here tonight. The Blue Aces rally from 14 down to get a exciting 30-28 victory over the Sheridan Generals to move on to round two of the high school playoffs. It was 21-14 at halftime. Sheridan got the ball to start the second half. They lose their running back, Russell, on the first play. It did not faze them at all. They went right down the field, got a touchdown from Hupp, who came in as a backup quarterback, and they led it 28-14, and you're just like, this is not looking good for Granville. Back-to-back years, maybe falling at home in the first round of the playoffs. They needed an answer from the offense, and they got it. And Jackson McMillan to Jacob Culver, who stretched across the end zone, that made it 28-21. Sheridan was not able to do much on offense, but they punted twice tonight. The first one went out of bounds at the 5. The second one goes out of bounds at the 1. And Granville had a second down and 7 at the 4. The ball was tipped, almost intercepted. It wasn't. They pick up a first down on a third down catch. They take it the rest of the field, get the touchdown, 28-27, but the extra point was blocked, so they still trail by 1. Then Sheridan converts a fake punt of 33 yards. They get to Granville's 40, but the defense comes up, makes a stop, and then the offense able to deliver. They go down the field, and the great kicker, Bodie Shopes, who will not have to pay for another meal in Granville, kicks the 34-yard field goal with 4 seconds to go. And Granville, what a victory, Garrett, as they get the 2-point win.
Yeah, I mean, an incredible second half by this team, right? They gave up the huge 60-yard touchdown pass right before halftime. You know, we're both kind of looking at ourselves and be like, oh, Jesus, are the wheels going to fall off here for Granville in the second half, right? Sheridan goes down, scores again. And I just, you know, Granville had to play perfect from that point on, and they did,
they
right?
Did.
All three of their drives, they put points on the board, and I mean, throwing the football, too, is McMillan. I mean, they were just finding these little, short routes that the receivers were running, and he was accurate all second half tonight. They didn't really have to rely too much on Kyle Kirby in the second half. And, I mean, this is a huge comeback, right? I mean, this was the biggest comeback that I think we've seen Granville do. And just, too, in the manner that they did it, and, of course, here on the playoffs, and that defense, too, stepping up here in the second half. They gave up that touchdown, the opening drive, but after that, you know, the fake punt, they gave that up. You felt like that could have been a turning point for Sheridan. Nope, they went 3-and-out again, forcing another punt, this time for real, and Granville able to execute that and turn it into points. All right, obviously, storyline may be that inadvertent whistle there. They ruled a fumble, but it was an inadvertent whistle. I don't think it was a fumble. It looked like McMillan just threw it, and it got batted down by the defensive line there at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, even though the call was different, right, I think the result was fine, right? Maybe they lose a down. They did gain an extra down as a result of that, but I don't think that was a fumble, so I don't think there's too much controversy there. I don't know if we'll get another look at it or not, but this is an outstanding win, though. An outstanding game played by both these teams, right? I mean, Sheridan, they lost both of their running backs here tonight, which I think obviously played a factor, right, on that last drive when they were trying to really just burn the rest of this clock out, but they just weren't able to do so.
I never really liked the phrase, this is a game you wish nobody had to lose, but it really would fit tonight. I think both teams played very hard. It was a very clean game for the most part. There was that personal foul late that helped Granville move into field goal territory, but it was a good game. You could tell both teams really respected each other, and I give the Generals a lot of credit coming in here, and they battled and played about as good as you could, and Granville just made one more play, and that seemed to be the difference. But this was just a good, solid football game.
Yeah, we finally got a good playoff game.
Yes,
right?
We did.
It was a great one. But I think, like you said, though, Sheridan, they played a great game, right? I just think, too, really, the injuries, right, at running back. You can't lose both your running backs and say it doesn't affect your running game, right? Even after Russell went down, you know, I thought there was a, you know, you didn't see it that drive, but I think the following drive is when they really felt his loss. So injuries, you know, caught up with them. And, I mean, Granville, you know, they were there to, you know, they smelled blood and they were able to, you know, capitalize on those, on the good defensive, on their defense forcing the punts out of that Sheridan offense.
And now you get ready for Watterson. But you've got a chance. You're still playing, and that's all you can ask for.
And you're feeling pretty hot, good right now, right? You enjoy this one here tonight, and then, you know, tomorrow you got to watch that Watterson film.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We'll wrap it up after this final timeout. Again, your final score, it's Granville 38, Sheridan 28. And this is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
Score big on Football Friday Night at Widener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Widener's Corner for a winning night.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
Well, that'll wrap up our high school football coverage for the 2025 campaign. I don't think we could have picked a better game to finish up this season. Again, thanks to everyone who's been involved with this. Wild Wally, Chelsea, CJ, Steve joining the party this year. Thanks to all of you for all the great work you do. For the athletic directors, Josh Duvall here at Granville and the others at the stadiums that we have visited, thank you so much. It's always been hospitable, and you guys take very good care of us. And yes, Ellie and Chase, you're listening, guys and gals. Ellie Geiger at Licking Heights, who started this thing off at the beautiful facility at week one with Licking Heights. But thank you all for making this such a wonderful experience and enjoyment. We've been doing this 5 years, my friend, and just enjoy it every year. Thanks again for your calls this week, this year with me.
Hey, no problem. It's always been a pleasure. I look forward to it every week, calling these games with you. It's always a ton of fun. Wish we could do it more, but hey, I say we finished this year with the best game so far this year.
We sure did. We sure did. Thanks to all of you out there listening as well. We appreciate your support. Again, the final score here from Granville's Walter J. Hodges Stadium. The Blue Aces 30, the Sheridan Generals 28. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everyone. This has been the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.